All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Point West Public Infrastructure District. Today is November 4th, 2025. It is 2:33 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if you guys could state your name and your name for the recording and record. Walker, I believe you're the chair on this one. So if you wouldn't mind starting.
Wood, Chair of the Board.
Seth
Holton Hunt.
Robinson, Clerk Secretary.
Thanks, Holt. And Seth, sorry.
Sorry, no,
Good.
I'll go ahead and repeat that. Holton Hunsaker,
Okay.
board member.
Thanks, Holt.
Oh, David Hutchison, CLA, sorry.
That's okay. I was going to remind you, but all right, that's everyone on the call. Christy's back at our anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our August 5th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I've reviewed them. I don't have any comments. I'd make a motion to review the minutes from our previous board meeting.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Walk. All or Holt, sorry. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, third quarter financials. And then right after that, we'll take the tentative budget. So I'll turn it over to David.
Thanks, Michael. So for Point West Public Infrastructure District, starting in the balance sheet, general fund working capital has a $5,500 balance, and there is accounts payable of $5,300. debt service fund has a total, sorry, we have 176,000 in the reserve fund, 2,385 in the capitalized interest fund, and then we have a working, excuse me, an assessment receivable account that is 3.09 million, and that will be also down here as these deferred inflows of resources, the 3.09 million. Capital Projects Fund has in the construction fund 2.6 million, and CY still has $8,600. Moving on to the general fund, $650 of interest in the general fund, total of $19,292 of expenditures of the 51,000 budgeted, and we have an ending fund balance of $212. Moving on to the debt service fund, have interest income of $7,400, had bond interest payment of $84,975, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $178,738. And the capital projects fund, I've had interest income 82, 83,000 rounded, and we've had not had any capital outlay to date for an ending fund balance of $2.6 million. And then we saw in the budgeted versus the actual for 2025, 169,950 of the budgeted interest payment based on that schedule. And we still have capitalized interest. Right, let's go back to the, I can get to the right one. So 176,000 of the reserve fund, capitalized interest of 2,385. So just looking at that, so we have the 176,000 that's likely to be drawn upon unless there are assessment revenues being collected and to be deposited in. Again, this one, June 1st and December 1st. December 1st would be the principal and interest. June 1st would just be interest. So we've paid half of that in the June 1st payment. So,
So we've paid half of the 169.
paid half of the 169.
You going back up to debt service?
Yeah, going back to debt service here. So there's the half that was paid in June. The other half will be paid in December, to get to the 169. And that's where, if we have assessment revenues coming in, that would cover that additional 84,000, 975. Otherwise, we're looking at the remaining portion of the capitalized interest, so basically some interest that's been earned on the account, and then it would start drawing upon that amount if we
When
don't.
you sent us that email earlier about us needing to, essentially it's a capital call, but when, if we if and when we choose to pay that, I'm assuming we do, that we could treat that as an assessment so that it doesn't have to, it's not increasing the size of our loan. It's just a we're choosing to collect an assessment upon ourselves, even though we haven't sold land. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that so that assessment invoice, you're talking about the one that Shelby reached out upon
Yes.
about, right? Yeah, so that's kind of what, based on the schedule, if there are prepayments that are made, then it starts, whittling away here and adding to the assessment fund, and then that can be used to draw, kind of like with their other meetings, either as prepayment or the regularly scheduled payments also. Otherwise, if there aren't sufficient of the prepayments, then I think you'd normally see a invoice going out to the property owners to cover the assessment portion for that current amount. And then
Okay. Does that
I'm
make sense to you, Holton? I think I explained it wrong in the email.
following. That makes sense.
So we just need to have an, basically we have an assessment that's due that we need to pay, or a partial assessment to cover that debt service payment.
Yep.
And it
Okay.
would just lower the assessment that we need to pay in the future. Is that a correct statement?
So I think, and maybe I need to ask Shelby this question, that thinking out loud is you guys as property owners are paying this assessment to pay down the assessment due to for the bonds. But upon your guys' sale of prepayment, so the sale of the lots to other owners, they pay are paying that assessment back, and you would be able to recuperate that money as the property owners in the future when that gets paid back.
Yes, I would agree.
Do we have to do it that way, or can we just call it a partial assessment and then it's just less that we owe when we sell that property?
That's another way that you could do that,
As opposed to essentially loaning the district.
so you're saying, okay, the district pays this, well, the half of that, the 84,000,
I'm saying that the district assess the developer makes an assessment payment to the district, so it reduces the assessments that are owed, and then the district uses that assessment payment to fund this obligation.
yes, that's the way you'll see it from the district side, is that they'll receive that assessment as revenues to the district and use that to make the payment for the 12-1 bond payment.
Okay.
So I'm just talking out loud. Seth, you're envisioning that all the assessments across the board would go down by that. Is it 167, David? We'll just say it's 167. Am I close to the number? But anyway,
Yeah,
Seth, you're
169.
thinking all
Yeah.
of them would go down 169. Okay. They would all go down based on that number.
Or one lot or whatever. The total assessed amount would go down by that number that's paid by the
Okay.
developer.
Okay. That, yes, that's the way I'm following too, then.
Another question I have, on the working capital, can you tell me what the budget was for the year? So we have 5,000 and change left, but what was the starting budget there?
Let's see. Let's go back to the actual budget then. General fund, we started transfers from other funds, $29,000.
45 was the budget.
Here,
Was
a
it
budget
51?
25, we had 51,000 budgeted.
Now, I guess there's maybe a discrepancy from what I'm seeing. I've only made draws of about 13,000, and I showed a working capital from the bond issuance summary of 29 that was remaining. So I guess I'm missing what those other payments were, because when I submitted a draw this morning, they said that they were all out of funds, which was a little bit of a surprise to me. So either way, I'm just missing something there between what I've submitted and what's actually been paid out of that fund, if that makes sense. So if you can help me resolve that issue so I feel good about where that money went.
I'll pull up that detail. Are there any other questions in the meantime while I'm looking to see if I can pull it up fast enough to answer your question right away.
No.
Okay.
So I was working with a working capital budget of 29,000 after all the cost of issuance is occurred.
Yep, that's
And
correct.
of that 29,000, I've only submitted for 13,000.
I just pulled up the closing memo. I agree, Seth. It was 29.
Yeah, it was definitely the 29,000 that went into that account. Okay, just about there.
So, depending on where the answer to this goes, my next question would be, assuming that it is what it is, it's the 5,520, is it appropriate that we move funds from our construction funds to the working capital to fund those invoices that I need to get paid?
Okay, so this is the activity for the account. We started with the 29,000. There was a little bit of interest in earned in 24. We've had insurance, CLA, Snow and
Bond
Jensen.
insurance 21, PLA 117. That one ties out. That was my draw one. A two with Clifton Allen for 350, and then Clifton Larson for another 82 for 433.13. Yep. So I guess that Snow Jensen in there on 430 of 11,000 is probably my.
That April time frame, and I can pull up the statement if you need me to and send it to you, or
Yeah, if you'll just give me the details on that one. I think that's probably the one that I was missing then. So, which leads me to my next question, which I just asked. Can we move funds from the construction fund to the working capital, or is there rules against that? Or there's that additional cost of issuance fund of 886 that's still sitting there. Can we move that to the working capital?
Like we've had discussions with some other districts about similar type of things to be able to move funds from one to the other. Generally it's I think generally it's discouraged, but it's up to the board, the discretion of where the funds go. And so I've seen some funds go from the general fund over to the capital projects, and then vice versa from capital projects to the general fund. So
either way, we've got that cost of issuance. It's, I mean, we've already issued, so there's a was a surplus there, right?
Right, and there's usually a contingency, and normally what happens is after 90 days, that can get, or that gets automatically transferred to the construction fund. But I believe we can request that the trustee transfer that from there to this working capital fund. The 29,000, we were kind of dumbfounded about 29,000, why it was so low.
Yeah, I agree. Can you ask UMB to move it over then to the working capital and see what they say, and then let us know?
Yeah, I'll copy you guys all on that that email to UMB to see if we can get that moved over.
I will probably make that request, as I've already got the draw submitted into them, and they're saying that, telling me that there's not enough funds to fund the draw.
From the working capital. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will initiate that then and request them to transfer the 8613 from the cost of issuance funds to the general working capital fund.
Would you like me to get you an updated number through the end of October?
No, I'll just ask them to sweep everything.
Okay. Perfect.
So do I need to make a motion on that to get board approval?
I would say yes, do it.
I would make a motion to sweep the capital projects cost of issuance fund of 8,600 and change to the working capital fund.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right, what else do we need to cover in here? Seth, do you see anything else we need to review, talk about?
No, I have no other issues. I would make the motion to approve the third quarter financial statement with the adjustments that we've commented on.
This is actually, Seth, if I could get you to do the tentative budget to approve.
I would make a motion to...
Well, this one was the quarterly financial still, right?
Oh, this was the quarterly. I'm sorry, yeah. Sam. I thought we had moved on.
We did move over just to show what was happening there. Or, okay.
But this is for the quarterlies.
Yeah, so I'll restate my motion to accept the third quarter financial statements.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous. All right, David, sorry. I thought we had moved to the budget. So
no, you're good. You're good. Okay, so for the budget, starting here, and I'm going to start out with making our one update here. We, from our other meetings, were anticipating that being 10,000.
That's just a placeholder, board.
Right. Just in case it is higher than this. They have been coming around 9,000, at least last year was, but we've seen increases each year from the auditors, and they like to pay themselves.
Yep.
Okay, so with our estimates, our actuals that we just went over, we've updated the estimated amounts. We're budgeting a $25,000 developer advance in here if we're going to see, this $45,000 here. But we'll, like you say, though, we'll see that transfer. So we'll make an adjustment transfer in from 2025 from the capital projects fund, $8,000. So... increase by COI transfer. Okay. This is based on an estimate in the cap, or excuse me, the debt service fund for the assessment revenues, and then a portion to be administrative carve out for the following year's expenditures, our budgeted expenditures. So we had 45,174 budgeted expenditures for the remaining portion of the year, or anticipated at least. Budget will stay at 51,000, excuse me. And then that would have us an ending fund balance of 5,220. And then that carries over into the following year. If we increase that 8,000, it would increase that slightly, or we would reduce the amount assessed or pulled from assessment revenues. Following year, have 52,100 budgeted expenditures, and then we'd have an admin carve it out of 5,360 for the following year's budgeted expenditures, and ending fund balance of 52,980. In the debt service fund, anticipated, so the beginning balance 256, assessment fee revenues was estimated to be 142,000 to cover that remaining portion of the payment we've discussed already, and then the budgeted expenditures for the following year, including the paying agent fees. And then that would be the final debt service payment, the 169,950, to get us an ending fund balance of, or excuse me, and the 52,020 transfer out to get us an ending fund balance of 183,359. And that would go towards the following year balance. Assessment fee revenues anticipated 227,010. Interest income 6,700. And that would be able to cover the bond interest payment 169,950, 4,000 of paying agent fees, and the transfer out to the general fund for the following year's administrative expenses. And that would give us an ending fund balance of $190,059, which is basically our reserve fund plus any interest that's been accumulating over the years. With that, capital projects fund. We have a beginning balance, the 2.5 million, anticipated interest bump up to 100,000, and we don't have any activity noted here, but if that needs to be updated, please let us know and we can change that here. And anyway, that would give us an ending fund balance 2.6 million to carry into the following year, and anticipated interest income 20,000. With we have it entirely budgeted as being expended in the following year to get us an ending fund balance $0. Any questions, comments, concerns, or updates you guys would like to make here?
No, I think the 2026 outlay it should line up with what we're seeing in from a timing perspective.
Okay. All right, I will not make any changes to that then. We'll stick with just those general fund changes and the transfers from the debt service fund.
Okay. If there's no other comments, questions, what I would need then is to approve the tentative budget as discussed and set the public hearing date for December 2nd.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2026 tentative budget and consider accepting the 2024 financial audit.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. So, as we said earlier, the budget came back, no issues, no findings. Do you guys want, I'll send it physically to you. Do you want me to put it up, show you anything? Okay. Do you guys even want to see it?
Yeah,
Okay.
please go ahead and send it over.
Okay. I'll shoot it over to you. All right, that's all I show. Do you guys have anything for us? If not, take a motion to adjourn and you get a 2 minute break before Rome. Seth, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Holton. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Hey, I'm going to run to the bathroom.